15 PXY on 98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
Corey.
And if you are on your new year, new you, health kick.
Oh, yes.
And you thought that getting your home gym set up is going to be the key to your success.
Yeah!
I'm telling you right now, owning a home gym makes it less likely that you'll work out.
Bite your tongue.
It's the truth. It's facts, Breeze. It's just facts.
Eat
for the
my
vast,
shorts.
For the vast majority of us.
Corey, why are you saying this the morning after I get my home gym set up? I'm so
for the
excited,
record,
ready to pump some
for
iron.
The record, I told you this was a bad idea beforehand, and he didn't listen to
me. I just chose to ignore you.
Yeah,
like
well,
I do with a lot of things
well,
in my life.
You know what? Then you, you've made your dish soap bucket. You got to soak in it.
Okay. You have no facts.
I have plenty of facts. I do actually. And there's going to be people that are going to absolutely agree that when it comes to trying to motivate yourself to work out, having a treadmill at your house, having your home gym isn't the way to go.
Okay.
For the vast majority of us, there are going to be those special snowflakes out there, those certain types
That's
of
me.
People. It's absolutely not.
That's me.
I'm telling you right now, it is not you. If you want to jump in, Club PXY Safe Text Line 69822 or 222-9800.
Breezy is special snowflake laying.
Who
in.
Is listening right now that was in Breezy's spot? So yesterday, Breezy, you got your treadmill, you have your elliptical set up, you have your home gym ready to
My
roll.
Goal was
how many
shining.
People? How many people have done that, we're ready to get their fit on, gonna exercise like crazy, it's so convenient, it's right there, and then quickly realized they just bought the most expensive clothes drying rack they have ever purchased.
Oh, get out of here.
Listen to me. Okay, if you look at the disadvantages of working out at home in your home gym, which by the way, sounds bougie.
It's not bougie, it was very cheap.
Versus going to the gym. I think there are, even you, Breeze, have to admit some points I'm about to bring up that should be worrisome specifically to you. Like,
what?
There are types of people out there. There are types of people out there that they can do the home gym thing and it's successful for them and that's great for you. That person is not sitting in this room. I don't have
you
it in me.
You don't know that.
I do. Okay. So here we go.
I haven't even tried it yet.
One of the big disadvantages to having a home gym is the fact that there are more distractions to deal with.
I never get distracted.
You are the most distracted person I know. Think about it. When you go to the gym, you're focusing on that one thing, right? You're focusing on working out. That's all you have.
Mm-hmm.
When you're at home, you're running on that treadmill, and out of the corner of your eye, you see, oh, the sink is disgusting. There's so many dishes. Pop off, start washing dishes. Oh, I need to do this email for work. Pop off, do this email for work. You are surrounding yourself with distractions. That is the first problem. That I, again, this is key to, this is like keying in on some of your shortfalls, Breeze, when it comes to your personality.
You don't say.
Another huge aspect, again, especially
I'll
for
put a
you.
Curtain up, okay?
Especially for you, Breeze, like you're a horse. Throw I'll some wear, blinders on.
I'll wear a mask on the treadmill.
I feel like that's dangerous. I feel like that's going to cause an injury. Another factor that's especially big in Breezy's case is for so many people, working out is such a social thing.
Sure.
Right? That's
I've
part
said,
of
gone on record saying that.
That's part of the motivation. Totally. Mm-hmm. That's why you do your cult bike thing and you did your old cult CrossFit
it's called
thing.
Spoke, but
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
You don't get that at home. And studies have shown, if you look at the research, it's very lonely to work out by yourself.
I'm sure.
Because you don't
is.
Have that aspect. And finally,
As
I rest my case, my personal take, your home gym is just too convenient. Because what is one of the most difficult things about going to the gym? Getting there, right? Convincing yourself.
Absolutely.
Will you agree with that? Okay. We all play that game with ourselves.
Not doing it anymore.
We all play that game with ourselves where we fight the excuses in our heads, right? Not to go.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, my AirPods are only 50% charged.
Well, we have no problem.
My water bottle is only 25% full. I
yes.
simply won't be able to make it. That's one of the biggest things that people are going to battle, right? So think about it. When you have it at your own home, when it's so easy and so convenient and so close to you, how easy will it be to kick that can down the road and always think to yourself, I can go run whenever I feel like it. It's fine. Not a big deal. Let's do it later. And then guess what?
It keeps
getting pushed back. It keeps getting pushed back. It keeps getting pushed back. So
I feel like you are just doing a lot of reflecting right now on yourself of how you would act if you had
totally, absolutely. Yeah. But I think I'm not alone. I'm definitely not alone out there. There are many people listening that they are the same exact way as me.
I loved that you put in the time and I love that you did the research. But Corey, I'm just going to say flat out right here, just so everyone knows, you're wrong.
Okay. Explain why, so exactly. Why am I wrong? Give me some concrete answers, because you have to agree, Breeze, what I have laid out.
You made some good points.
These are solid points.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
Okay.
But what I'm going to say to you is that proving people wrong is one of the things that I do the most. It's one of the things that I strive for, and quite honestly, it's one of the things that I live for in this life. So if I'm being honest with you, I may or may not just full send Peloton style and vlog the entire journey. You and I can sit down.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then in a few months from now, I'll look at you dead in the eyes and your red hair and be like, I never knew this Craigslist treadmill could change my life.
Okay, that's what's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen.
I love the fantasy world that you put yourself in and live in. Because you can say that all you want. And look, honestly, I hope you prove me wrong. But facts are facts. And we are who we are. And I think I know you pretty well. And I know your personality pretty well. And the disadvantage that I laid out for a home gym, that's going to be tough to overcome. I'm telling you right now, the alternate to that universe where you prove me wrong and you vlog your journey on your Peloton. How do you have enough money to afford a Peloton now, by the way?
No, I'm saying
the alternative,
it's going to be like that.
The alternative is a picture where all of your wet clothes that have just come from the wash are hanging on your treadmill. That is the alternative. And look, I hope I'm wrong.
I don't dry my clothes on a drying rack.
But I'm a realist. I'm a realist here. And you can say I'm a cynic all you want, but I know people, and this is just people.
As for the social part, though, yeah. I'm still going to keep my membership at Spoke. I'm still going to get my fix, if you will.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Then you're not going to totally stop working out, so that's great. Let's grab this call. Claire's been on hold. Claire, good morning.
Morning.
Did you want to jump in on home gyms versus going to the gym?
So I actually agree with both. It depends on the person.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you how many different gym memberships I had.
Claire Bear, same.
And I never went, ever.
So there are types of people out there where the home gym will be more beneficial. But Claire, I'm assuming here, I'm going to go on a limb, correct me if I'm wrong. You're the type of person that you probably don't like to work out in front of other people. The social aspect of it is actually a negative for you. And kind of the isolation of having your own is more of a benefit in your eyes.
Actually, I'm the worst example, honestly. I think I fit both of your guys'.
Really?
Okay.
Interesting. So, okay.
Let's talk about that more.
When I'm alone, working out in public is one of the worst fears I have.
Really?
A lot of people actually do have this fear.
Yeah, it's like everyone is watching you.
Sure,
that person could be watching their Oprah.
Yes.
It's funny though because no one really is.
That's
like
the reality, right? Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Honestly, we all are very selfish as a society. We only care about ourselves. We don't care. But I understand.
But a lot of people do.
I've been in the same spot where you think
it's just not realistic,
especially when you're trying to just get going, when you're still feeling very self conscious and you don't really know what you're doing. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
But then I've had years where my best friend kind of literally forced me to go.
Yeah.
And I was super healthy then because she would drag me tooth and nail and I had no choice.
Well, you had accountability. That's what that is. You had your accountability partner.
But I also have a home gym now.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to stop because I was pregnant for a bit. But who is the... I kid you not, I've been with him since high school, almost 14 years now. He was not the person you would assume would ever work out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get my drift?
Okay.
And,
well,
shade.
I swear I do love him. and he has worked out nonstop for the last 2 years now because we have a home gym.
Really?
Now,
okay.
The treadmill and the elliptical, those things went because we never used them ever.
Oh, but interesting.
Well, that's weird.
We do actual plyometric workouts.
What?
We use Beachbody because you get the trainers and you get the videos.
Yeah.
But we also just use weights.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I think I think some people need a treadmill because they feel like that's the first thing to do when I get a home gym.
Well, it's also the thing that we all know how to use it, sort of. Like,
Claire,
you run on it, right?
I also love running, so that's a big thing for me.
Oh, I hate running. Zombie apocalypse on the first one day.
I agree with you. All right, so Claire, you're saying that there is a possibility. There is some hope here for Breeze.
Claire's walking the line in the middle of both of us.
Yeah, it really depends on the person, how old you are, if you feel like matters.
Yeah, well, yeah, I see a lot of texts coming through. Call PXY Safe Text Line at 69822 if you want to jump in. Again, share your name with us, too. I'd love to know who's checking with us. This person's saying that home gym works when you have kids, saying that nap time workouts are specific. Limited to a window of time to get in before your kids wake up.
Fine, I'll adopt a kid. I mean, what can I say?
Claire, thank you for the call. Breezy, if you thought getting a treadmill off Craigslist for $100 is a bad idea, you adopting a child for your workout regimen is an even worse idea.